Thank you, Mr. Chair Rapporteur. Chinese delegation have two minor suggestions for the part two. The first one is in Article 4, Paragraph 2. China suggests to change every individual and all peoples to every individual, all peoples and all countries, comma, especially developing countries, to show that the right to development is a collective human right. And second, for Article 5, Paragraph 3, Line 4, China suggests to add the following text. Stolen assets linked to war, corruption, or crime should be returned unconditionally. After the sentence of, in no case may a people be deprived of its own means of subsistence. Because stolen assets and corruption more broadly are human rights issues, because it poses a major challenge to people's ability to exercise their human rights, including the right to development. By eroding the tax base and discouraging public and private investment, they strip societies of vital and scarce resources, which are indispensable for the structural transformation, economic growth, and sustainable development for all countries. In the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, member states committed to significantly reduce illicit financial flows and to strengthen the recovery and return of stolen assets by 2030. The OHCHR recommended principles of human rights and asset recovery pointed out that the assets estimated to have been stolen from developing countries outnumber by far the assets returned. This document also emphasizes that urgent action is needed to meet the goal to reduce illicit financial flows. I thank you.